Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He and his White House spokespersons promised the American people they wouldn't pardon Hunter Biden. But not only did he lie to them about that, look at the scope of the pardon. It's far beyond the offenses for which he was convicted. It's any crime he committed whatsoever for 11 years, which raises the question, what crimes does Joe Biden think his son has been committing for the last decade plus?
Yeah, will we ever even know? Senator Tom Cotton there talking about this very broad 10-year pardon from Joe Biden. Promised he wouldn't do it. I don't think any of us believed it. But why was this pardon so incredibly broad? Let's go to Mike Davis to get his thoughts. He's the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. He's also a former chief counsel for nominations at the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Mike Davis, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
The Hunter Biden pardon, I don't know if you were surprised by the actual act of the pardon, but what did you think about the breadth of what Joe Biden provided for his son?
Well, it was very obvious that Joe Biden was not only pardoning his son Hunter, but he was also covering his own butt, because this pardon clearly coincides with Hunter Biden joining Burisma's board and the Biden family corruption, where House Oversight Chairman James Comer has been able to find bank records evidencing $23 million and counting from these corrupt foreign entities and actors into what seems like every Biden family member's bank accounts, except for the six-year-old granddaughter who they don't claim. But it's amazing. What were the Bidens selling for this $23 million? Was it Hunter Biden's artistic talent? Was it his geopolitical knowledge of Russia and Ukraine? Or could it be they were selling access to the vice president of the United States?
Very important questions that I still think the American people deserve answers to. Some have suggested, I think you've commented on this as well, that Joe Biden might have been trying to offer himself coverage through this pardon. Is Joe Biden going to receive that coverage through the pardon that he extended so broadly, trying to keep Hunter Biden out of court, away from potentially having to face legal challenges? Does that provide legal cover for Joe as well?
I would say to Joe Biden that while he's pardoning the Hunter family turkeys, he should also include himself and the rest of these Biden family members who were the recipients of this $23 million and counting. And I would also say this, that be careful what you get here, because now that you've pardoned Hunter Biden, he can no longer assert his Fifth Amendment right to against self-incrimination, and he could be called before grand juries in Congress and not be able to get out of it. And if he doesn't cooperate, if Hunter doesn't cooperate after this pardon, he could be held in contempt and he could be charged with perjury if he lies. And so I think that the House of Representatives, the House Intel Committee, Judiciary Committee, the oversight committees need to issue subpoenas immediately for Hunter Biden and bring him in. This is so much bigger than Hunter Biden's hookers and blow. This is about a president of the United States that has been compromised. And what has the president of the United States sold out for this $23 million to our family? This has serious national security implications.
We're speaking with Mike Davis, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. You can learn more at article3project.org and support Mike Davis and his team's efforts there. The investigation into Hunter Biden, it's not lost on me that we see a nomination of Kash Patel as the FBI director, and then, like, almost reflexively, we see a pardon that we were promised wasn't going to happen. We see a pardon of Hunter Biden. Are those connected at all, do you think?
Well, I think that these Democrats understand that Pam Bondi as Trump's attorney general and Kash Patel as Trump's FBI director are going to be bold, serious, highly competent reformers who are going to go in and restore justice to the Justice Department. And that means getting rid of the corruption that's there. The biggest corruption in all the federal governments is the corrupted, broken FBI. And between the 1-2 punch of Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, I think they're going to get that agency back in line over the next 4 years.
It'll be very interesting to see how these confirmations go through. You've been bold on this as well. Donald Trump was elected resoundingly by the American people. He has been very clear about what he wants to do, and that we want to have a change election. And the American people said, yes, we do too. Kash Patel, a lot of energy around that appointment. I saw Andy McCabe freaking out about it. Do you think he's going to make it through the confirmation process?
There's no question. I promise President Trump that if he picks Kash Patel, the Article 3 Project will do everything we can to get Kash Patel confirmed. This is not my first rodeo. People said that Kavanaugh couldn't be confirmed, and then I pulled the rabbit out of the hat and got him confirmed. And I'm going to do the same thing with Kash Patel, and Kash Patel should be confirmed. He is a highly qualified, highly skilled national security official. He's been a public defender. He's been a national security prosecutor. He won awards from the Obama Justice Department for this. He was a top aide on the House Intel Committee. He was a top aide in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Chief of Staff at the Pentagon, the White House National Security Council. There's no question he's qualified. And he's not going to be disqualified through personal baggage, right? If a president's executive branch pick is qualified, the Senate has to confirm them unless that senator can prove that he's disqualified with clear and convincing evidence. That's not going to happen with Kash. He's had the highest security clearances you can get, top secret, secure compartmented information, special access programs, TS, SCI, SAP. You're not going to find skeletons in Kash's closet. And so the Senate's going to confirm him. The Article 3 Project is going to make damn sure that happens. And then Kash Patel is going to be a serious, bold reformer at the FBI.
We're speaking with the founder and president of the Article 3 Project, Mike Davis, right now. You've given me a lot of reasons to understand exactly why Kash Patel is completely qualified in his experience, but also through his appointment, his nomination, I should say, of Donald Trump to be the FBI director. How do you summarize what is so frightening to the left, to the Andy McCabes of the world? What is Kash Patel going to do that has the people on that far fringe left so frightened by the possibility that he could truly be confirmed?
Well, what terrifies the Uniparty is Kash Patel is a highly qualified, highly skilled, competent operator and loyalist to President Trump, as he should be. Every executive branch appointee should be loyal to the president and his policy agenda and carry out his lawful orders. To argue otherwise makes the case that that there's a deep state, something that they say is a conspiracy theory, but then they're arguing that the attorney general and the FBI director should not be accountable to the president. That's the very definition of a deep state. So it's not a conspiracy if that's your argument, right? And what I think they are terrified of with Kash Patel is he's already proven that he's effective. He's the one who helped uncover Crossfire Hurricane, the biggest scandal in American history, and he's going to fully expose that as the FBI director.
If Kash Patel is to be confirmed, do you feel like the American people are going to get some truths? We've been living in 4 years of conservatives specifically. We're not even supposed to ask questions. We weren't supposed to ask questions about COVID. We're not supposed to be able to ask questions about what materialized on January 6th. We don't know anything about the Jeffrey Epstein list. That was just like, hey, we took care of it. We're moving on. Puff Daddy, whatever his name is now, he's got a whole scandal around him. Do you think that the American people are going to be privy to the actual truth and facts wherever they fall if this Trump cabinet gets put into place?
Yes, because you're going to have the 1-2 punch of Pam Bondi as AG and Kash Patel as the FBI director. And then you're going to have the secret weapon. My former boss, Senator Chuck Grassley, the former and returning chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who will work hand in glove with Pam and Kash again. And they're going to expose this corruption within the Justice Department, particularly at the FBI, particularly the biggest scandal in American history, Crossfire Hurricane. There's going to be transparency. There's going to be accountability.
Mike Davis, do you think that when you're surveying the 53 Republicans in the Senate that will be responsible, the Democrats can do whatever the Democrats want. If the Republicans are loyal to President Trump, all of these confirmations should get through. Are there any areas, any senators specifically, that you have great concern are not going to play ball with Donald Trump?
No, I don't. In the Article 3 Project, if your listeners and viewers go to article3project.org, article3project.org, go to take action. And one of the action items is Kash Patel for FBI director. And this site makes it very easy for you to call both of your home state senators, to send them emails, and to light them up on social media. We've already run a shock and awe campaign at the Article 3 Project on Kash Patel's nomination. And people said that this nominee had a snowball's chance in hell 3 days ago. They're not saying that anymore. It looks like it went from a snowball's chance in hell to inevitable.
Last question before we let you go. And Mike Davis, we're very grateful for your time today. The Hunter Biden pardon, Joe Biden's wide pardon that he provided his son. Do you think that that gives any headwind to Donald Trump's ability to pardon maybe the J6ers, other people who might have been at the unfortunate hand of this unbalanced Justice Department?
Absolutely. All Trump has to do is look at Joe Biden's statement that Hunter Biden was somehow a victim of a politicized and weaponized Biden Justice Department. And Trump can use that same standard to pardon almost all of the January 6th defendants, as he should. Commute the sentences for the rest, because nothing happened on January 6th that calls for 22 years in prison for anyone.
Amen.
Especially when they let BLM, their riots that were a hell of a lot more deadly and destructive than anything that happened on January 6th.
Well, it's article3project.org. And if you are motivated by Mike Davis's words here, I've retweeted your post on X here where you link to that effort to make sure that Kash Patel is supported across the country by the senators across the country. Mike Davis, thank you for your time today. We look forward to seeing Donald Trump's cabinet be approved.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's good to have you. Mike Davis, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. He has served in Washington, D.C. in many capacities, and he is now a foot soldier to make sure that Donald Trump gets the team that he needs in order to carry out what he promised the American people he would do. You know, I always go back to Barack Obama's hope and change commitment and promise in 2008. He delivered on that. He really changed, fundamentally transformed the United States of America. And I really, truly believe that the 2024 election was the repudiation of that and saying, put it back. Yeah, you know, has progress been made since 2008? It really depends on how you define progress. But when Donald Trump tells the American people what he wants to do, he's very open and honest about it in this campaign. And you have the A and B comparison of a Donald Trump presidency and a Joe Biden presidency. And people say, we choose Trump. We have to give him the tools he needs in order to carry out what he's promised the American people that he will do. The Democratic obstruction, it's not going to happen for 2 years. And then after that, Lord knows what will take place in the midterms. These appointments, they are going to need to get through in order for Donald Trump to do what he needs to do. You can vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? All of it, most of it, or some of it, if you go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi, subscribe to the channel, vote in the poll, leave a comment if you so choose. Let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio here in just a minute. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner. Vote in that poll. We'll be right back.